So he's talking again about how to be mechanech the sons. There's a few very famous things here, very sadistic things. I actually never knew that the source of this thing is the Gra himself. So he says like this, V'lochein, since it's so important, the chinuch, paragilein, lashon regilus, that they should become accustomed, ki adibor v'hamidois, the way you speak and your midos, tzarich hergel rav, requires a lot of regilus, getting used to doing it. The hergel al kol davar shiltoin. The way you control something is by regilus. So we're going to say a few things here. First of all, he's giving us a strategy in how to work on any midah or any hanhaga, is you have to get used to doing it. You do it once, do it twice, regilus. Regilus, you do something by regilus, it becomes much more, you must become much more accustomed to it. You become, it can reach a point where if you become accustomed to doing something, that doing the opposite for you could be almost like it doesn't even pass. It's like low. It doesn't pass for you to do it. So that could happen. You could reach a point that could happen. So regilos is a very, very fundamental Halakh in Musa. Regilos, liot ragil, you get accustomed, you get used to doing something. So that's what regilos is. And fine, that's a key point that he's going to go over a few times now. The second thing is, he says in Inyanei Dibor, you also need regilos. It's not enough to know here what to say. Words come out of people's mouths. Like our friend said, I was at a Shiva house, and like this guy just said like this most, the dumbest thing that you could possibly say, because everyone's trying to make conversations. This guy just says, so I'm thinking to myself, man, what was that guy thinking? And he says, I know, he wasn't. Sometimes, so you need regilas for that too. Now, I've said over countless times that the Chafetz Chaim said that the reason why people don't take Lashon Hara seriously is because they were never ragil in being taught how to speak. People teach people, kids, how to act, how to behave. Oh, you hit another kid. No, that's unacceptable. But what about how you speak to another kid? And speaking Lashon Hara, speaking the truth, saying rough language. So because of that's why people don't take Inyanei Dibur seriously. So actually, the source for that Chafetz Chaim is this line in the Gra. Chafetz Chaim quotes the Igaris. Chafetz Chaim quotes the letter of the Gra, and he says, "You see from the Gra this Inyan of Regilus." So I was happy to see that because I've quoted that Gra, that Chafetz Chaim. I didn't know it was from the Gra. I thought it was from Chafetz Chaim. So
once your tutors are telling you something or someone else, it's not necessarily to this because you need to act according to that information.
it depends if it is or isn't.
If you stop at all, maybe you will not end up being able to. Like, this one is doing this, that, so I want that information, maybe, so my son will not be with that kid. If I
Well,
told this,
exactly
that,
what it
now.
is. It depends what the case is, no? You're saying they're going to end up being too machmer? I don't know if that's the concern. If there's taka something that needs their attention, that bothers them, I'm sure they're going to want to tell you, So I wouldn't be super concerned about that. But necessarily. Now, he says, V'chein targilem, ki adibur v'amidois tzarech hergel rav, v'hahergel al kol davar shiltoin. The way to take control over something is by regilus, doing it constantly. B'chol hascholeis kashos. Zok deGra, kol hascholeis kashos. Yeah, it's difficult. So the reason is pasha, because till now you're behaving one way. And I'm telling you that the only way to change is by changing. You can't change up here. You got to change Now, I gotta actually though, in Inyanim of Kedusha, it seems like maybe it's in the Das. It's on Mesillas Yesharim, maybe it's mashed that way. But most things, it's regilus. So the only way to change is to change. So you force yourself to change. So once you've changed, it's not that hard. So where does it become hard? It's the method how you change, because he's saying the only way to make that change is by doing the regilus. You gotta get used to it. So you gotta break it at one point and say, I'm gonna do it, even when it's hard. Once you do it the first two times, now it's regilus. Now it's, you know, now I don't even think twice about it. You know, now I'm able to do it. Then you'll realize how geschmack it is, and you'll be proud of yourself, and you'll enjoy it. Why? Zakta grow beautiful. Ki harasha yodea be'atzmai. The Rasha himself knows. Shira umar darkoi. The Rasha doesn't have a happy life. The Rasha is disgusted by his behavior. That's what the Gemara says. Ra v'mar darkoi. What's the ra v'mar? Ra means he knows it's the wrong thing. Okay, I know it's the wrong thing, but at least I want to enjoy it. Umar. He knows it's bitter also. He doesn't enjoy it. So why did he do it? If it's ra and it's mar, why does he do it? Ach kosha lo lifresh. Because he never trained himself in controlling his yetzara. That's it. That's the only reason. The only reason he's doing it today is because he did it yesterday. There's nothing be'etzem that makes him want to do it. Harosha be'atzmoi. Yeah, I love this line. It's a marish, a very tifa line, very deep in the koiches and nefesh of a person. A person has a neshama. A neshama is a neshama tahira. The neshama is what controls a person's emotions. The neshama knows. Ki harosha yodea be'atzmoi shera v'mar darkoi. There's so many other cheshbonos and so many other things. But the Rasha knows, ultimately, Rav Umar, Darko, it's bad, it's the wrong thing to do. Umar, he doesn't even enjoy it. Ah, shakasha l'nefresh. And he can't. So that's what you're going to rely on? That's what you're going to spend your whole life doing? Those things which you know yourself are Rav Umar? Those things that you know yourself have no time to it? Mizek kol ha'adam. Now, in this version of the Geras, it says the next few lines are also very, very well-known lines, which are quoted in many places. What? What?
The whole thing with Mechanech Lepidark?
No. The thing about Kol Shosh Adam Boilet and Piv, Zoichel Malachim, Kama Malachim. There's a song about it.
Bro Axon also?
Huh?
Bro Axon?
No. No. Did anyone listen to the Rabbi Waxman? No. I was singing in the car, no?
I was singing it.
Oh, you know it already.
No, but I don't.
Oh.
I want
you drive all the way to Zing and listen to it. It's a memoir of your shemaim. Really. Anyway, is that called Adam? So, one second. So the Gruy is saying that the Rasha, Pshat in the Rasha, is he never bothered trying. Look, it's like a schmuck. I know. No one feels good about themselves when they just give in. Right? Someone told me, what was it? Oh, what was it? Oh, yeah. So a guy, I saw him on Lil Shabbos Friday night, and he said, I'm exhausted. I had such a hard week. So what, we had a special training, and I was running around, literally physically running from one place to the other, running. He works in a school, not a Jewish school. And then there's securities, and he's in charge of security, and running, physical. So I said, don't you feel good? You wore yourself out in work. Like, you actually worked this week. You did good. You weren't just, see, I feel great. But nice, I'm tired. But a person uses their koyach. The person fights. The person goes to a workout. The whole thing is how sore you feel afterwards. You want to feel that. You want to be able to feel that, right? So the Rasha never bothered trying. So Ra Rasha Yodea Kimar Ra Umar darkoi ach kosher lelefresh v'zekol adam lo yaniach loy lechavtoy. He should not allow himself to just go with what he wants. Uvemeseg v'resen edav livloim, which basically means he needs to force himself with a resin. A resin is like a, it's like a, you put in the mouth of the animal and you pull the animal. That's how you drag it physically. So you're physically moving it from place to place. So you need to be physically moved and physically held down, you know, sometimes, because you have to be perished. But once, if you leave yourself to just do, you're not going to enjoy life. Besides that, you're going to do the wrong thing, but you're not going to enjoy life. And a person has got to go through Yisurim their whole life. And we learned this in the Evan Shlema, when we learned Evan Shlema, that and it's also brought down in, I'll try to find by tonight, that the Yisurim that a person does to change their midas will count towards the Yisurim that they deserve to get for Anshim. So a person, yeah, it's hard for them, but they're doing Yisurim, they're being mechanic in Yisurim by doing that. It also counts towards your Ta'anisim and your Sigufim. You don't have to go and hurt yourself. Rak beresin piv, holding back to say a word, that's Yisurim. You hold yourself back from a taiva, from even a word. Wow. And holding yourself back from taiva, anything that you hold back, you're now in control. You've now worked that muscle. And that will give you enjoyment in life. And that will give you feeling of, you know, of control, of ownership. And so that's the Yisurim that a person should work towards getting. Okay, we'll learn more about this tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Shkarach.